All right, time now for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
I love your Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, your shirt there, man.
Thank you very much. This is a little item that I picked up at
awesome.
Fleetwood Mac concert in Washington, D.C.
Did you enjoy?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
I mean, the voice is still there?
Oh, yeah. They were.
Good.
They were really good. Now, I heard some people say he went to the Fleetwood Mac concert, which was added later, I might add, or I would have gone to Greensboro.
Right.
It was added in Greensboro just recently, and they said the acoustics were so bad in that building that the vocals didn't sound all that great. But I can tell you that we were at the Verizon Center in D.C., and they sounded fantastic.
That's good.
It was really good.
My favorite is Christine McVie. I love her.
All right, well, I've leaned more towards Stevie Nicks myself.
Stevie didn't do anything for me. The voice didn't do anything for me.
You mean like middle 70s Stevie Nicks didn't do anything for you?
Okay. I mean, with the group, yes. Solo,
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, as I said before, you were a little strange.
Well, exactly. But you know what? We're coming from that era, 1981.
Okay.
1981 is our year.
All right.
34 years ago on this very day, this was the number one tune in the land, named the song and the group. I'm handing the single to Ron Stutz. Ron, Maestro, please.
All right.
Is on my list. By
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, Blue-Eyed Soul.
Something that I learned how to do down on the farm when my grandfather was working on a farm.
There you go. I'm not going to even ask about that. Written by Daryl Hall and Jana Allen. This was their third single release from their ninth studio album, Voices. And the tune became, after Rich Girl in 1977, their second number one.
Yeah.
And according to Daryl Hall, Eddie Van Halen copied the synth part of the song and used it when he wrote Jump.
Really?
That's what he says.
Wow. I never heard that.
Yeah, but Hall & Oates were kind of like the second generation. You know, the Righteous Brothers, I'd like to call definitely Blue-Eyed Soul.
Yeah.
And Hall & Oates picked up where those boys left off. Kiss on My List was a pretty good tune.
Yeah, it was. And Hall & Oates, of course, grew up in Philadelphia, and they were influenced quite heavily by Philadelphia soul groups.
Exactly.
Yeah, like
T.S.O.P., the Sound of Philadelphia.
The Sound of Philadelphia, the Delphonics. And,
Didn't I Blow Your Mind this time?
Didn't I? How about La 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 means
I love you.
I never realized you felt that way. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.